Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM with my friend Tienus Jansa van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za, always bringing us rather interesting news. Tienus, always good to see you, my friend. Welcome to Smile FM.
Thank you.
Right, so EVs, as always, it's continuously causing a buzz out there because there's just so much to talk about as the technology evolves. Now, a company called Lightyear, that's what we're talking about, and their new, do I call it a concept? Do I call it an actual potential car?
Yeah, it's basically production ready now, so it's called the Lightyear Zero.
Right.
It's their first car. Now, look, there's a lot of conjecture about this company and about what direction they're taking. So they're taking the EV concept in a completely different direction. It is still like a normal EV with a big battery pack, electric motors, all of that.
Like we know.
Yes, but it comes with something extra. So they're calling it the world's first solar-paneled production car.
Okay, so it's a bit of a hybrid between renewable energy and renewable energy.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Get it.
It's a new type of hybrid. So, so it's got a 60 kilowatt hour normal battery pack, which is not the largest we've seen, but it gives decent range. And they're saying that the sun panels that are basically on the entire top end of the car, so from the bonnet, the roof, all the way down to the boot, is covered with solar panels. And they say that can generate enough electricity to add up to 70 kilometers of range per day.
Now look, it seems like that would be the natural next step. How come do you think, I mean, it's only coming out now. I mean, EVs has been in production for a while. How come the first thing wasn't to combine the electric and charging it at a wall plug with solar panels? Why did it take so long?
I think the biggest reason is because our solar panels actually, even though we're using it all over the place now, they aren't that effective yet. They aren't as efficient as we'd like. So they obviously take in a lot of energy from the sun, but they're not that good at converting all of that into electricity yet. So Lightyear is hoping that this will kind of push that envelope a little bit and obviously help the technology. They claim that they've pushed the technology forward, and the cells in their solar panels are better than what you would put on your roof, for example. So that is a step in the right direction. The other bad thing, obviously, is it adds cost. So you've got the normal EV battery pack. It's got two electric motors. It makes a hell of a lot of power. And you can plug it in at home as per normal, but you have to use it with the sun in mind. So if you can park it outside, do so, because you'll add range and you don't need to plug it in as often. So there's a lot of kind of things we still need to understand, but it's a very exciting concept. And they're actually putting it into production now. Obviously, again, very expensive right off the bat, but who knows? This could push this technology forward, and prices can start dropping, hopefully.
Absolutely. And look, it is a sexy, sleek looking car from the pictures that I've seen. Very, very cool and modern and futuristic. And I suppose, look, normally we'll find we always try and look for a shady spot to park our cars.
Yes.
This is the opposite, so you don't have to worry now. And like you said, it can add that just while you work or while you're away, it charges.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, with the current situation, Eskom, if your car, your electric car, had solar panels, that could help you. That extra 50 to 60 kilometers a day could be great.
And just park it in front of the garage where the sun's there. Love it. Thank you. Lightyear Zero. Tienus, thank you very much for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.